Hello and welcome back to So French Club, your one stop for free French language learning. I am Snehal, your host and founder of So French Club. In case you feel that French is made just for you and you'd like to pursue it further, you are most welcome to join our intensive language learning programs. So, today's lesson consists of questions. Yes, it's reverse. We already have learned the answers and I will give you the questions today. So, what are the sentences that you have already learned? I may add one or two sentences here and there, but they are easy ones. So, let's see. We started with Je m'appelle Snehal. Je suis professeur de français. J'habite à Bombay. Je suis indienne. These are some basic sentences about yourself. So let's say that you all are students. So the word for student is étudiant. If it's masculine, it's étudiant. If it is feminine, it is étudiante. Okay, so I say that je suis professeur de français. You will say je suis étudiant if you are male, or you will say je suis étudiante if you are a female. Okay, I repeat these sentences. Je m'appelle Snehal. Je suis professeur de français. J'habite à Bombay. Je suis indienne. Now, I have already introduced to you the formal and informal structure, right? So, when it is a formal structure, we use vous, just like aap in Hindi. And when it is an informal structure, we use tu in French or tu or tum in Hindi. Isn't that similar? Yeah. So, let's see the questions, okay? The first question. Vous vous appelez comment? Or, comment vous appelez-vous? Both of these forms are correct. Okay? Vous vous appelez comment? Or, comment vous appelez-vous? Answer is, je m'appelle Snehal. Then, next, question number two. Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Or, que faites-vous? Both of these forms are correct. Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Or, que faites-vous? So your answer would be, je suis professeur de français, je suis étudiant, je suis étudiante. Okay? Next, où habitez-vous? The answer is, j'habite à Bombay. It could be, j'habite à Delhi, j'habite à Ahmedabad, j'habite à Pune. Okay? And last, vous êtes de quelle nationalité? Or, de quelle nationalité êtes-vous? I repeat. Vous êtes de quelle nationalité? Or, de quelle nationalité êtes-vous? So, the answer would be, je suis indienne. Or, je suis indien. Now, this is the formal structure. We will see the informal questions in the next segment. Okay? Now, let's see the informal structure. We saw the questions with vous, and now we see the questions with tu. Okay? Tu t'appelles comment? Or, comment t'appelles-tu? You see the difference? When we use vous, it is vous vous appelez comment? Or, comment vous appelez-vous? With tu, it is tu t'appelles comment? Or, comment t'appelles-tu? Je m'appelle Snehal. Second, tu fais quoi? This is totally informal. You cannot ask this question in a formal setting. Vous faites quoi? Okay? It is totally, totally informal. So, it's possible to ask this question only in informal structure. Tu fais quoi? Means, what do you do? So, I say, je suis professeur de français. or je suis étudiant, je suis étudiante, ok? Tu habites où? J'habite à Bombay. I repeat. Tu habites où? J'habite à Bombay. Tu es de quelle nationalité? Je suis indienne. I repeat. Tu es de quelle nationalité? Je suis indienne. Or, je suis indien. Okay? I repeat these questions with tu. Tu t'appelles comment? Or, comment t'appelles-tu? Tu fais quoi? Tu habites où? Tu es de quelle nationalité? So, the basic difference between formal and informal is, guess your answer. Yes, it's vous and tu. In a formal environment, you use vous, and informal environment, you use tu. Okay? Now, revise these questions. Please, you know the answers. Now, revise the questions. It's the reverse over here. In the WhatsApp group, I will also send you a couple of fun links to songs around what we've learned today. Okay? So, see you again in the next podcast. I am waiting for your repetition exercise through voice notes on Anchor. Please do send them. I will correct them and send them just like I usually do. Okay? Bye-bye.